And Noah will die over it, right? You'll all be okay if he moves again. I just am weak. That's the whole thing. And so you would rather have me sit down and fall down, right? Yes. There we go. Around the world today, all the churches that use the lectionary have four different readings that they can use, and they can use all four or any combination thereof. The one you end up using is one of them. And my guess is that this will be one that many of the churches will use, because we are talking about being one in Christ. And we're talking about how God is at work in us every single day to make us more at one. Now, the Christian Church Disciples of Christ is known for, famous for, in their history, not wanting to become a denomination, even though they did. They wanted to bring unity to all of the denominations and have them be one in Christ. So this day is a wonderful reminder to us that our original purpose is still out there, to be one. And that our original goal that our founder set for us is still out there. And that God is working in all of us to help that goal become a reality. So from the Philippians, the second chapter, Paul says, Paul writes to his family and he says, you know, Paul was a weird guy. Let me just tell you, if you've ever done a biographical study on Paul, he was a weird dude. Okay? However, he was also a really cool dude in a lot of ways. The thing that I would want you to remember about Paul is that after his conversion, no one other than Christ, no one loved Christians, people, more than Paul. No one wanted them to find Christ more than Paul. No one wanted the folks to allow God to work within them and change them and transform them and make them whole again more than Paul. So with great love and devotion, he writes, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited. But instead, Christ emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you and enabling you to both will and to work for God's good pleasure. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. This is one of the most beautiful passages to me of all Scripture. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. God is at work in each of us. And sometimes in the most unusual ways. Let me give you an example. Yesterday was a bit of an unusual day for me. I got up as normal, went about my business, and then about mid-morning, all of a sudden, everything started coming unglued. It was really kind of terrifying. I debated about driving myself to the hospital, and I debated about calling someone, and I debated about calling someone else, and I debated about whether I could just stay home. But when you're bleeding from all sorts of places, you shouldn't stay home. But that's just a little piece of advice for all of you to tuck away. Yeah, go to the hospital. So I went in an ambulance to Kansas City. And my blood pressure was extremely low, and I was trying to text Carol to let her know that I was going to talk, because she's my power of attorney. So she needs to know when something happens in case I'm unconscious and she has to make a decision, you know, like pull the plug and let her go. Hopefully she won't do that too quickly, but yeah. And so I'm in the ambulance, and the EMT is getting so mad at me because my blood pressure was so low. They had me, like, upside down on the stretcher, you know, with my head down and my feet were up. And I'm like, now, you can laugh, it's okay. It's fun. After they were mad at me, they thought it was funny. But anyway, so I'm on my head, and I'm my feet are up, and I'm trying to text Carol. And they got the IV. They can only use one arm for me. So they got the IV in here. And when I lift my arm, the IV stops. I'm a great patient. I'm one that doctors and nurses go back behind in the closed door rooms and go, So I lay there and the EMT goes, stop that. I said, but I have to let my friend, she didn't stop it. I'm going to take the phone away from you. No, we can't fall. But of course the EMT was right. So I went and sent one last text later, you know, to her. Got to the hospital, had wonderful care. I got on things right away, took enough blood to fill another human being, and I'd already lost quite a bit, so I really was wondering if I was going home with any. And came in, talked to me. I have this very, well, I think it's a very strange thing. Apparently, it's not really all that strange, as I'm finding out. There are a lot of people who have this condition, but in any case, I have this condition. I'm severely anemic. My platelet count is very low, and as a result of that, my clotting factor is not working, and so I start bleeding. And so that's fine. All right, what do we do? And they give me all the drugs and all this kind of stuff, and now I'm ready to go home. Well, I came in an ambulance. I guess I should call somebody. Now, I want you to know, I do, before you yell at me, and you do at some point in the sermon, you get to yell at me, it's okay. But before you do, I want you to know, I really did think about all of you. I went through all of your names, and you know what I keep thinking? I don't want to make them drive all the way to Kansas City to get me. You know, why? Because that's a problem. I'm being a burden. I know you get to yell at me. It's okay. It's coming. That voice just shake her head. Anyway, I ended up calling my brother in Liberty. And he was more glad to come get me and bring me home. So I come home. So at the end of service, right? Except that I'm extremely weak, so that's why I'm sitting down. Okay, now I had a lot of blood. God was working on me in a lot of ways. With the EMT that was yelling at me, with the doctors and the nurses who were helping me, with my brother who came to get me. But I have to say, quite frankly, that probably the bigger work that God did in me was this morning when everyone that I've met and everyone that I've told that I was in the hospital has taken a few minutes to yell at me. Why didn't you call us? Why didn't you tell us? Don't you know we'd be glad to help you? Why did you do that? Well, because I was trying not to be a burden. You know, I was trying not to be, just like Lloyd just said. You're not to do that again. Not everybody has shook their finger, but some people did. You may shake your finger if you like at this time. Okay, that's it. That's okay, good. Okay. I know who's picked you off. I understand. Got it. And what I realized was, as I was sitting there taking this, what I realized was, once again, what a wonderful group of people I serve. What an amazing family I have with me. And what an amazing family we are together. God works in us in all sorts of ways. You know, God worked in Sheila to make this amazing display. I mean, I told her, I had a little tiny vision. But, you know, she just takes that and runs with it and does this amazing stuff. And Kevin brought these amazing breads, all of which I'm taking home except the ones we eat here. Oh, I forgot to tell you that part. Sorry. Somebody can have the rye. I don't like rye, but, you know. People were just taking care of things. I couldn't do worship last night. The word got out to the people who it needed to get to. A couple of people called me. I didn't get word out, you know, very early, but people called me and said, "What am I reading on here that you've been in the hospital? What's going on? What do you need? What can I do?" You know? Now, I'm not any more special than you are. True. Because every single one of you's had the same experience when you've had something happen in your family. See, this is how God works. God lives in each of us so that we're there for the good times, the celebration, like the anniversary that apparently Lloyd went over ate at last night. But she went to Red Lobster, which is my favorite place, so I'm glad she ate for me too. You know, we're there for the celebrations. We're there for the class reunions. We're there for the graduations. We're there helping Cherie get that last PT done so that she can graduate. We're there for all of those good things. But we're also there for all of those times when we're needed. Like when Eugene died and all the days afterwards. We're in people like Cheryl who compiled the eulogy for him out of, I don't know, 10 or 12 people's, you know, stories to him. We're there when I happen to be in the right place in the right time with the family and we can give them a hug when they need it. It may not seem like a huge deal, but it so is. We're there reminding folks, reminding addicts, reminding people who are in need, we're right here when you need us. We want to be here for you. God is at work in us, whenever we're there. When that phone call comes, or you make that phone call to somebody who needed a phone call and you had no idea they did, and it's the most welcome sound in the world. God is at work in you when you send that note and people open their mailbox on a day when they're not sure that it's worth going on and they open that mail and there is your note and it's all worth it. God is at work in you when you stand up and greet me at the back door and give me all kinds of problems, which are usually teasing. Tell me how short I am. God is at work in you, in the desserts you make, the food you create, the words you speak, the prayers you say. God is at work in all of us. And because of that, we are one in Christ. And because we are one, we are so much stronger than we could ever be alone. Today, this group is also one with all of the other Christians around the world. And please believe me when I tell you, if you group all Christians in the world together as one, nothing can stop us. Nothing can harm us. Nothing will prevail against us. And all things, when we are one, will be for God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are so amazing. How can you be in all places at all times? How can you be with us individually and as groups? How can you be at celebrations and at baptisms, confirmations, but also be at deathbeds and sickbeds and even when we're just at home? Lord, you are so amazing. And you come to us and you give us bread and you give us wine and you tell us to remember that you are with us and you are at work in us. And that when we eat the bread and we drink the wine, we are taking your spirit within us to live in us, to work in us, and to allow us to do your work. Lord, you are so incredible and we thank you so very much. We know we're not worthy, but we sure are grateful, Lord. We ask you to help us always do every good work in remembrance of you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is in remembrance of me. It is a communion hymn. It calls us together to remember the reason why we gather at this table every week. It calls us to remember the sacrifice that Jesus made, but most of all, it calls us to be one in Christ. Let us stand and sing.